The aid group Doctors Without Borders has sharply reduced essential health care services in parts of Sudan's North Darfur state. The group, also known as MSF, says it has no more drugs or medical supplies to treat people in the Jebel Sea region. Jebel Sea is considered a conflict zone because of the presence of several rebel groups. As a result, the Sudanese government has denied permission and permits needed to bring supplies in by plane and helicopter. MSF operational manager for Sudan, Alberto Cristina, says about 110,000 people are affected by the lack of medical services.
The operation are not suspended, but let's say deeply reduced, because we are facing many different kind of administrative barriers and restriction by the government of Sudan.
It's been months since MSF received medical supplies in Jebel Sea.
The last shipment approved by the government, by local authorities, was during the first part of September 2011 and was even not a complete supply, was just a partial one. So the majority of medical items have run out, and today we drastically decrease our activities, especially in the hospital.
That MSF hospital is in the rural area of Kagoro, but the hospital's closure means pregnant women who need a C-section must go elsewhere. That means traveling 8 hours over very poor roads to reach a hospital in El Fasher. Others are affected too, such as very young children.
The entire population of Jebel Sea must travel to alternative place in order to receive basic health care. Primary or secondary health care in this area is totally not existing. Our organization, Médecins Sans Frontières, is the only one working there.
Cristina says MSF continues to appeal to the government to allow medical supplies to be brought in.
We still have a very open discussion with the government and with the Minister of Health at Khartoum level and at Al-Fashir level. Al-Fashir is the capital of North Darfur, where the Jebel Sea is located. So we keep an open dialogue, very, very transparent. We keep sharing our data and we keep sharing our worries.
He says MSF is ready to resume its operations as soon as the restrictions are lifted. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.